I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360, and I am an internet enthusiast. I send and receive scores of emails a day, sometimes hundreds. I buy most of my books online, and the web is indispensable to me as a research tool in my work as a writer. I even helped start a web publication last year. But as useful and amazing as the new technology is, the digital revolution has not really begun to make important waves as an artistic revolution. Where is even a glimmer of the digital era's Piero della Francesca, its D.W. Griffith, or its Sid Caesar? In the middle of the 15th century, painters in Italy discovered perspective, the trick of creating the illusion of three-dimensional space on a two-dimensional surface, and right then and there began creating wholly new kinds of masterpieces. In the 19th century, in the late 1890s, Thomas Edison invented motion pictures. And it was just 25 years later that Birth of a Nation and Intolerance were filmed. It got faster as the century progressed. In 1948, TV broadcasting started, and programs began achieving greatness pretty much instantly. Your Show of Shows, Ernie Kovacs, Playhouse 90, and The Twilight Zone, all in television's first decade.
You're traveling through another dimension.
Today, the internet and other digital technologies are lowering the barriers to artistic entry. But to what great effect? There are visual artists and storytellers making interesting work here and there on the web, but none of it that I've seen has really knocked my socks off. I'm hopeful that the digital golden age, culturally speaking, is ahead of us. The World Wide Web is barely 7 years old, and most people still have very slow internet connections, which makes for pretty primitive cinematic experiences online. But when the future finally comes, what will be the amazing, transformative new work created for this new medium? I have to think that the biggest obstacle to internet art may be the medium's very virtue, its greatest virtue, which is interactivity. Most art doesn't want to be interactive. Artists create closed worlds and invite us to look, sniff, listen, roam around in their world. But we're not supposed to move the furniture, change the narrative, wander off. If an online novel is full of links to other websites and multiple choice endings, the author loses control, and the reader is no longer in the author's thrall. So maybe the internet isn't like movies or TV. Maybe it's not really an author's or performer's medium at all, but more the equivalent of earlier communications technologies. I mean, I don't think we ever expected to have a creative genius of the telegraph or a virtuoso of the telephone. Maybe we've all expected too much, too quickly, of this new technology. Maybe not every technological marvel is a perfect medium for creating masterpieces. And maybe, as always, art happens when it happens, in its own sweet time. I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.